Welcome once again. It's Connoisseur's Corner on WBZ. Jordan Rich here, along with the editor of the 2011 Food & Wine magazine, Wine Guide, Anthony Giglio. Also writes a terrific column in La Cucina Italiana. You want to check that out. All right, we've got news about Virginia now. We've talked about this sparkling wine that they have. This is very good, called Kluge. What's going on with Kluge?
Kluge, Jordan, which is located in Virginia's Charlottesville wine country, was first planted in 1999 by millionaireess Patricia Kluge, who once landed the biggest divorce settlement in history, $1.6 million a week her ex-husband, John Kluge. She immediately poured $50 million into creating a winery, snapped up the aid of Bordeaux wine consultant Michelle Rowland, and tried to sell a Virginia Cabernet based on a blend at $75 a bottle. But now, the foreclosed facility, as well as the vineyards and a manor on the property, may have found a complimentary, ambitious new owner by way of Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? The man who may be running for president?
Maybe he could find his birth certificate.
I was going to say, maybe he wants to check the birth certificate of the grapes. Now, I would imagine if he buys this and he gets involved and he does win the presidency, they'll be serving that at the inauguration.
It could be, because it's only American wines allowed. But Trump recently purchased a golf course in Virginia, Trump National Golf Club, of course. So a vineyard would expand his holdings nicely, though it's unclear if Kluge would remain involved in the business. Trump is perhaps best known for firing people who even lose fake money on his show. Fans to soon see a Trump estate Cabernet Sauvignon cuvee called the Donald. Who knows?
Oh, it could happen. And then again, who knows? Thank you so much, Anthony Giglio, all part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.